This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Lead makes you mentally insane. So does mercury. And to some extent, aluminum also causes dementia and Alzheimer's.
The Health Ranger Report.
Society really is headed for a collapse. Because once the sanity goes, everything else starts to fall apart. And you're seeing that all around you.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Did you know there are political prisoners being held in the United States under the Obama regime who are still in prison? I want to bring your attention to one journalist named Pete Santilli, and you can visit his website, freepetesantilli.com. Pete was arrested by the FBI as part of the Malheur Wildlife Refuge Oregon Rancher situation that happened while Obama was president. But Pete was a journalist, a blogger. He was there interviewing people. He was talking to people. He was negotiating peace, for one thing. He always had a de-escalation effort about him to prevent violence and prevent things from escalating. He was at the Bundy Ranch situation in Nevada. And according to a lot of people there on the ground, Pete helped prevent that from becoming a massacre of federal agents. So Pete has a track record of de-escalating things in terms of actual physical violence. Now, in terms of his rhetoric or delivery, yeah, he's outlandish. Yeah, he's bombastic, you might say. But so what? This is America, you know, freedom of speech. You know what? I mean, speaking in an outrageous tone about outrageous things makes a lot of sense. And much of what's happening in America today is totally outrageous, deserves some very, you know, hardcore coverage in terms of speaking out against it. And that's what Pete did. Well, he was arrested by the FBI. And I'm not sure exactly what he was charged with. I think it had something to do with obstruction of justice or I don't know. But he has been in prison ever since, and he didn't commit any crime at all. Now think about this. Here's Pete Santilli, an independent media journalist, sitting in prison for over a year now, while CNN, the lying fake news media, is lying to America every day, undermining this democracy, well, this republic, technically, undermining America, and nobody from CNN goes to prison. Nobody from CNN gets arrested, although I think a few of them actually should be investigated for sedition and treason, but that's another discussion altogether. But Pete Santilli, all he did was try to cover this event, which was based on, by the way, the Obama administration stealing land from Oregon ranchers. And there have been land thefts in Nevada and Oregon and much of the West, which has been seized by the federal government. And one thing that very few people know is that the biggest reason why Pete Santilli was arrested and why he's being continued to be held in prison is because he's got documentation linking the land seizure to Harry Reid and Hillary Clinton's sellout of uranium to the Russian-owned mining company. Hillary Clinton, under the State Department, as Secretary of State, she arranged to have America's uranium supply sold to our strategic enemy, the Russians. And nobody in the mainstream media dares talk about that. I mean, who actually betrayed America? Hillary Clinton. Who actually gave aid to the Russians with uranium, nuclear missile material? Hillary Clinton. You know, who actually colluded with the Russians? That was Hillary Clinton. And Pete Santilli's got that information. He's got a lot of details on that. He's got documents on it. I don't know what they all say because I haven't seen them all, but apparently he's got them. Or at least he's got some damning documents. And that's why they've shut him up. That's why they've put him in prison for a year, over a year at this point. even though he hasn't been, I don't believe he's been found guilty of anything. I think he's been charged and held without bail. At least that's my current understanding of the situation. I don't think he's been convicted of anything. I mean, maybe I'm wrong about that, but that's at least my understanding at the moment. You know what? We need to encourage President Trump to pardon Pete Santilli and the entire Bundy family. They did not commit any crimes. In case you're not familiar with the case, what they were actually charged under by BLM, Bureau of Land Management, which is a corrupt criminal cartel, by the way, that worked with Harry Reid to seize lands so that they could, certain people in high places could get rich selling off the mining rights and so on. The whole thing is a massive land grab scam. You talk about corruption, you start looking into Harry Reid, start looking into Nevada, start looking into the federal government and Obama, how he would say, oh, we're protecting national monuments. But actually what he was doing was seizing land and then selling off specific mining rights to certain international corporations that were giving money back to the DNC to get Hillary Clinton elected. I mean, the corruption is out of control. You would be blown away if you really knew how deep this story goes. And yet, all that these ranchers were originally charged with was setting a brush fire, which is, you know, you burn, if you're a rancher, sometimes you do a burn to burn down the brush. And apparently this brush fire got a little bit out of control and it spread over to some BLM land, which is federally seized land that shouldn't belong to the feds anyway, and burned a few acres of that land. And so they were charged with an act of terrorism, I believe, or something related, some insane crime. The Bundy family, they were charged with this crime. And they were convicted. And even though the BLM sets fires all the time, and the BLM's fires sometimes accidentally blow over to private land, but nobody from the BLM ever goes to jail for something like that because, you know, the feds operate with absolute immunity from their tyranny. You see, they can do anything they want. They can burn your land or burn up your cows or anything, and they're immune. But if you set a fire and it crosses the fence and burns a couple of acres of BLM land, they could charge you with terrorism. And that's what happened. And so when the Bundy family ranchers, when they were being charged and about to be sentenced, you know, there was a big uprising, and the same thing happened with the court case in Oregon, which is why a bunch of ranchers decided to seize this wildlife building, this federal wildlife building out in the middle of nowhere, rural Oregon, the Malheur Wildlife Refuge building, and they, you know, there was nobody there. They were just taking over basically an empty building, big deal. And, you know, they're trying to get their land back from the feds, who are seizing their land and throwing their families in prison for no justifiable reason. I mean, Obama is an anti-American traitor. Obama is a domestic terrorist. Obama, the stuff Obama pulled on this country, if you haven't followed it, if you don't know, you'd be blown away. I mean, this is a guy, Obama. I mean, first of all, he hates America. He had delivered $1.7 billion in international laundered cash, put on pallets, put on a cargo plane, flown into Iran and unloaded in Iran so that Iran could build nuclear weapons with that money in order to nuke Israel. This is what Obama does. This is what he did. And that's just one of many things. Obama, you know, remember when the government was, 2014, I think, 2012, 2014, one of those, when the Republicans were saying, you know, you're going to have to do some budget cuts, and they played chicken with shutting down the government, and the Democrats were like, go ahead and shut down the government, we'll blame you, and the Republicans were trying to pass a balanced budget, and so they had a standoff, and Obama started shutting down the federal government. You know what one of the first things he did was? He made sure that violent criminals were released on the street from federal prisons, saying that, oh, it's government shutdown. So he just starts releasing violent criminals onto the streets of America. That's the kind of thing that Obama does. He is a criminal traitor. I still hope that one of these days Obama winds up indicted and found guilty of treason against this country, because he and Hillary Clinton and Harry Reid, John Podesta, many of these insane criminal traitorous leftists, they have betrayed America at every opportunity, and part of the path of devastation and damage and lawlessness that they have left behind involves people like Pete Santilli, who has been sitting in prison because he knows too much about the corruption and criminality of the Clinton regime and the DNC and everything that went down there with the Russians, you know, the uranium supplies and so on. So, you know, I was asked to go out there to the wildlife refuge during that event, but I declined. Otherwise, I might be in prison right now as well for the same reason, for being an independent media journalist. Because under the Obama regime, I mean, you got to understand, if Clinton had won the election, they were literally planning to throw all of us in prison, myself included. If Clinton had won, you wouldn't be hearing this because I would be rotting in a prison cell. That's how, remember the fake news list they came up with? And who was that left-wing liberal moron gal, Zimdars or whatever her name was? Came up with a fake news list, listed 200 websites that were fake news. Included my websites, Natural News and NewsTarget.com. Everybody on that list was slated to be arrested and sent to prison, by the way. In case you didn't know that, that was the plan. Hillary Clinton was going to win the election, then they were going to have a big crackdown on fake news, and they were going to arrest or shut down every website on that list. So that was their plan. And the fact that we, the people, voted for Donald Trump, which in many people's minds is just a vote against Hillary Clinton. The fact that we, the people, won the election from that corrupt criminal regime of Hillary Clinton, that is what threw a wrench into the works, the plot of the left. They had not planned for that. They had not planned for the voters to reject their false narratives, reject their fake news, and vote against the establishment. But we did it. We, the people, did it. We defeated the corrupt criminal left in that election. And as a result, we now have a shot at real, at least something resembling real freedom. And it's looking like we're going to see Loretta Lynch go to prison. We might see Eric Holder investigated. We're going to see Podesta investigated. We're probably going to see Obama and Hillary Clinton investigated for their crimes. We're talking about criminal investigations of collusion, selling influence, you know, corruption. Hillary Clinton clearly engaged in multiple felony crimes, and she needs to trade places with Pete Santilli. Hillary Clinton should be in prison. Pete Santilli should be free. So let's see where this goes. In the meantime, go to the website freepetesantilli.com. There's an event coming up in Las Vegas. I think it's called Stand. Dean Bryan, John Bowne, and some others are putting it together. I think Ron Paul might be involved or speaking on behalf of the event or something like that. I don't know all the details, but it's a big deal. So check that out. I think it's in Vegas, middle of the month, mid-July. In any case, stay informed. Keep reading newstarget.com, naturalnews.com, and thank God Trump won the election. Otherwise, you know, I'd be rotting in prison right now. I wouldn't even be able to speak to you like I'm doing right now. So thank you for your support. America is a great country. It's worth defending. And that's why I do what I do, because I am taking a stand against the corruption, the collusion, the fake news media, the criminality of the insane, delusional left. I'm doing everything that I can to help protect and save America from these insane, violent, extreme leftists who are trying to destroy this country at every opportunity. They're also trying to silence anyone who is a real patriot. And that includes me. I'm a real patriot. I stand for America. I'm going to defend America. I'm not backing down. I'm not laying down. I'm not going to give in to these insane criminal leftists. They need to go to prison. And we need to get our people out of prison like Pete Santilli. Thank you for listening. You can hear more at my podcast, healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.